Hello, Gary B. with a news update brought to you by Liberty Bank, open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience. Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. The latest U.S. Census Bureau figures show Arkansas grew by 9.1% over the past decade, pushing its population to 2.93 million. That means Arkansas will keep its four seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, but state lawmakers will be tasked with redrawing district lines next year across the state after more detailed numbers are released. The state that gained the greatest population? 4.2 million. It would be Texas, now standing over 25 million residents. Governor Mike Beebe scheduled to visit the Little Rock suburb of Maumelle later today, taking part in an economic development announcement, and that will be that Little Rock-based department store chain Dillard's will say it's going to renovate and reopen a distribution center in Maumelle that was closed last year by Target stores. That's 500 new jobs for Maumelle. Governor Mike Beebe's second term kicks off next month with 2 days of festivities, beginning with a casual barbecue the evening of January 10th. An inaugural ball will be held the following evening with a swearing-in ceremony and inaugural speech scheduled for earlier that day. Longtime Flippin High School band director Joe Morris has resigned after being arrested on allegations of sexual assault of a 16-year-old student. Local newspaper there reports 56-year-old Joe Morris was arrested Monday, later released on a $10,000 bond. The superintendent, Dale Query, said that Morris resigned, said he'd been director for 16 years. Morris's attorney, Sam Pastings, said Morris will plead innocent to a charge of second-degree sexual assault. Arkansas State Police Lieutenant Bill Beach said Morris is accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a teenager, and the girl told her friends, and they encouraged her to tell police. The director of the Arkansas Department of Corrections has told a legislative subcommittee that changes are needed in state law to allow nonviolent and low-level violent convicts to be put on probation. The Department of Correction Director Ray Hobbs said yesterday the state prison system has nearly 2,000 more inmates than it can hold. With the overflow, all of those are being held in county jails around the state at a cost to the state of $28 per inmate per day. A Calico Rock man was seriously injured in a one-vehicle wreck late Monday night in Izzard County. State Police Trooper David Small said 26-year-old Joseph Gaston of Calico was driving his Pontiac Grand Prix south on State Highway 223 just before midnight when the vehicle left the highway, traveled 200 feet, then overturned twice more before ejecting Gaston, finding another half turn, and it comes to rest on its top. Trooper Small said that Gaston was airlifted to St. John's Medical Center in Springfield, Missouri. A Paragould, Arkansas man has been charged with stealing from his grandmother, who lives in Independence County. Authorities charged 20-year-old Aaron Blake Laxton with felony theft in circuit court. Those court records say Laxton, while at a family gathering at his grandmother's residence on Oak Hill Loop, stole money, 2 credit cards, and a gift card from her purse. Court information said he then took that credit card, or one of them, and used it twice in Paragould. Police say he was arrested by Paragould police on a warrant out of Izzard County, and at that time, he was in possession of one of his grandmother's credit cards. Laxton's bond has been set at $20,000. And he sees you when he's sleeping. He knows when you're awake. And he knows how many followers you have on Twitter. Not long ago, you could tell Santa Claus what you wanted by either sitting on his lap or writing a letter. But now, he's available by text or email, Twitter or Facebook. Kids can watch his worldwide journey online or take a phone call. One project called Portable North Pole sends kids personalized videos from Santa, even those who deserve a lump of coal. And the trend has meant that some major post offices are handling far less mail directed to Santa than ever. For instance, Chicago's handled about 10,000 letters this year. Last year, it was 20,000. And that brings you right up to date. This online newscast is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville, open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience. Gary B.